Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. The City of Prescott today posted documents related to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds rezoning and master plan on the city's website. Citizens can go to prescottoz.gov and scroll down to the tile entitled Rodeo Grounds Master Plan. Or they can go directly to this URL. In a memo to city leadership, Community Development Director Chelsea Walton clarified the documents, the timing, and some of the next steps in the review and approval process. The memo indicates that the release of these documents, which were submitted in mid-February, was pending two items. Completion of Round 1 city staff review to assure no major site plan changes were necessary that would materially change the site layout, and clarification from the applicant regarding intended uses of the property. This was one of the Round 1 staff review comments. Staff having received this supplemental information yesterday with the Round 2 submittal, the submittal package is now complete and ready for public consumption. The memo, which is also available on the webpage, goes on to state the following. Note about the submittal package. This submittal package represents one iteration in a multi-round submittal process and is subject to change. What this submittal will do. According to Resolution 2023-1862, once staff review is complete, Prescott Frontier Days is to conduct two neighborhood meetings to discuss the rezoning application and staff comments. After input is received from those meetings, additional staff review may occur, if necessary. The submittal would then be scheduled for planning and zoning for review and possible modification, then to Water Issues Subcommittee, and finally Council for ultimate decision. These steps will be in conformance with public notice requirements as prescribed by the Land Development Code, as well as the requirements laid out in Resolution 2023-1862. What this submittal will not do. Approve construction of any improvements or structures indicated on the site plan. A permitting review and approval process is required before any construction, including engineering site work, as well as vertical structures. What does staff review with this submittal? Staff reviews the layout for conformance with the Land Development Code and reviews the proposed list of permitted uses for compatibility with each other, within the master plan area, and the surrounding neighborhood. Staff also considers water, sewer, traffic, drainage, and trail impacts and needs for the project. What does staff not review with this submittal? Staff does not consider individual building construction type, utility infrastructure design, fire safety compliance, as these are all components of individual permit review. Next steps from here. On April 9, 2024, the City Council will hold a study session to review the master plan and receive information on the rezoning process and proposal. This is an additional meeting and does not count toward the required meetings outlined in Resolution 2023-1862. No decision will be made, and it is an informational session only. Prescott Frontier Days may elect to submit another round of review to staff based on council feedback. At that point, and as described in Resolution 2023-1862, the applicant would then be free to schedule and conduct their two neighborhood meetings. These meetings must be conducted prior to the rezone being scheduled for planning and zoning. Should members of the public have questions about these documents, they are encouraged to email planning@prescottoz.gov. Related articles. Ride With Us podcast launched. Become a Prescott Rodeo vendor on 2024. Related video. Related documents. Economic impact of the Prescott Rodeo Grounds 2022. Economic impact of the world's oldest rodeo 2023.